My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Lines are packed right now. If you want to get a hold of us, you can do so on X at CLE Talking Heads. Again, the headline is Deshaun Watson sued for sexual assault and battery. Now you get into all these questions about timeline and, you know, what the Browns can do, what the league might do. You know, Mary Kay Cabot had something in her story just saying the league and the Browns are both declining to comment on this. I'd like to hear what Deshaun has to say. I mean, that's, I don't know that we're going to hear that right away, but I just, as someone that knows that every story has two sides, I'd like to hear his side of the story. Until then, all you have is the other side of the story, right? And I think that's sometimes, you know, a lot of people want to go out and make judgments and do things like that. I can tell you one thing, there's no judgment on this. This is a bad look for the Browns. It's a bad look for Deshaun Watson. And how this thing plays out is going to be extremely interesting because of, I think if this is anywhere else in any other workplace, Jeff, it's just over, right? And then if an employee
you
wants...
You mean over as in you're unemployed?
Yeah, if the employee wants to sue the company, the employee sues the company, and then that's it.
The employee could sue the company because the allegations aren't true.
Right.
But...
In any other
it ain't good.
Walk of life, you know?
It ain't good.
I just your reaction. I mean, I know we talked about this, but yesterday, what was your reaction when you heard the story? I was like, here we go again.
I thought, oh man, the last thing this situation needs is more drama and more, if it's true, obviously poor illegal behavior. I mean, that's if that's true. And
although there's no charges, this is civil.
No, I know. But there are no charges.
Yeah, I mean,
that's odd, but you know, the whole thing is you know, it happened a long time ago. There are no charges.
Right.
Didn't call police. That's all bad. You know, you should do that. On the other hand, if it's true and the NFL finds it's true, then this,
they don't care about whether you were, you know.
Right, they don't care whether you were charged or arrested or anything.
Right, they just don't.
They'll do their own investigation and come to their own conclusions. And honestly, Andy, the legal ramifications and all that stuff, that's not my area. Right, my degree's in telecommunications. It's not in law.
And I'm with you. I'm with you.
But I would say this. The way that Deshaun has played at quarterback, and you could say it's, you know, if you think he's been good, okay. If you think he's been bad, okay. What he hasn't been is worth $230 million. And if this, by chance, gives the Browns an opportunity to get out of that contract, I think they've got to jump on it. And if Deshaun goes somewhere else and plays beautiful football and is terrific, all right, good for him. Congratulations. But if this turns into an opportunity for the Browns to get out of the contract, they have to do it.
Ryan is in Middleburg Heights. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hello, Ryan.
Well, I'm not too good, and you know, we can lament and yell and scream like everybody was doing after the game, but apparently there's no moral turpitude involved in his contract, because he was never charged with anything in these last settlements paying these women off. I don't know how this particular allegation is different, but let's go to the game and how Mr. Watson played. It's evident to me that he can't play. May never be able to walk on the field and be what he was in Houston, which was what they were counting on.
And what they were paying for.
Well, I always said, why did Houston release him? Because of the baggage on his behavior? I don't know.
They didn't. They traded him, but...
Well, okay, but the fact is, apparently the Browns right now, I don't know if they're going to start him next week or not. Are they?
We don't know. They're off today.
I would assume they are. I would assume they are.
Do they have a backup quarterback that can step in and take the Browns to the playoffs?
Maybe.
I think so.
I mean, Jameis Winston's got, I mean, he's got a resume.
Very experienced.
Yeah.
The front office ought to come out and get ahead of this right now instead of ducking everything, because Andrew Berry needs to come out. Maybe not Stefanski, but Andrew Berry or Haslam himself needs to come out and address this situation.
Ryan in Middlebrook Heights, thank you. I don't disagree with that. Somebody's got to talk at some point. I agree. And the question, if they leave this on Kevin Stefanski, I don't think that's right.
Amen to that.
I mean, they've sent Kevin out there a million times in this situation. This is on Andrew. This is on Jimmy. One of them has to come out and talk.
Amen.
And represent the organization.
Amen.
I think this is much bigger than your head coach. And there's just
not
been,
fair to your head coach.
No, and it's just been too many times they put him out there and made him answer questions on days where they knew some of this stuff would be coming up. Whether it's
he'll be speaking tomorrow.
Yeah, who will?
Kevin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And don't leave this on Kevin. Don't leave this on Kevin to answer these questions tomorrow at his press conference. It's not fair to him.
At the very least, Andy, put out a statement, and
Kevin can refer to it.
And Kevin can refer to the statement.
I'll have to refer to the statement. And Kevin's pretty good at making sure that he doesn't give an answer on stuff. So that I will give him credit for. But please do not put Kevin Stefanski out in front of a mic and make him answer the questions on all this stuff with Deshaun Watson. The only question that he should probably be answering is Deshaun starting this week? And I don't know how he could, Jeff, I don't know how he could say if there's no movement from the league or from the team or for anything, and I don't know how he can't say Deshaun's not starting this week. Right?
I would think he's the starting quarterback.
Be the only way. And then they'd have to go fill that out on an injury report if that was. Brandon, Parma Heights. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good.
So I guess I'm just a little bit confused how this would be different from the league's original ruling that said any sexual misconduct cases that came out after the suspension before August 2021 would be lumped in with the original suspension. It would have to be like a criminal charge for him to be able to get suspended again.
Brandon, I think the argument you're making is the same that his lawyers and the NFLPA would make too.
I would agree with that.
It's the same. I mean, it's not the same, but it is the same, you know.
Well, but
it's
see, the that's
same
the point.
Sexual misconduct.
And see, Brandon, to me, that's the point. Will
in
they,
the original
will
ruling, they, it doesn't say anything about like it has to be a masseuse. It just says sexual misconduct. So, I mean, I don't know how you can make that.
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying
you don't.
For Deshaun
I don't.
Watson at all.
You don't, and I don't. But the legal people will. And the league will. And that's what I'm wondering. Is it different or is it not? It sounds to me different than the other stuff.
See, Brandon, do you think it sounds different?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I mean, I think it sounds the same. It's the same thing that he did.
It's very close.
I don't think the league or the Browns will be able to do anything to Deshaun Watson over it, to be honest with you. I mean, I even went back and looked at the ruling that the league put out, and it doesn't say sexual misconduct against the masseuse. It says sexual misconduct lawsuits. Now, if there was a criminal charge, they probably could. But, like, I'm not a lawyer, but it kind of seems like they won't be able to do anything.
Well, and Brandon, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. I just think, and part of it is disclosure. It's disclosure. So if Deshaun didn't disclose this, and the question is when did he have to disclose it? You know? I mean, we all know about the settlements that were done in the court of law. Were there any other settlements with anybody else that was outside of the court of law? I mean, has anyone asked that question? Because, right? I mean, that's a possibility that there could be a situation where he was, you know, that he had maybe settled with people before it even got to court. And that happens a lot. So, Colin is in Cleveland. Hello, Colin.
Hey. Going about did he disclose it? I think the easiest thing for Deshaun, he would just say, well, it's not true. Like, this is completely made up. So how could I disclose it? You know, I didn't know about it.
So go back. Let's just say, so Colin, based on you, on what you're saying, yeah, that's true. But based on what if he had settlements of people that were outside of court, that there were no, like someone had said, hey, I've got an allegation against you, but I'm not going to file anything. I know you don't want this in the news. So we're going to do a side thing here. And we'll take care of it, and just this is never going public. And what if this situation right here decided that maybe that was one of a situation that could have been like that, and she decided to go public with this case now? If the team knew about it before, then they knew. You understand what I'm saying? Not everything had to be in court. I mean, we know about the things that went to court. How many things didn't go to court?
Right, sure. And in that case, I would just say, well, he and his lawyers are idiots. If they were reading his contract and everything and they didn't, you know, and they were supposed to disclose everything and they didn't, then, I mean, that's a valid reason. And you could hopefully get out of his contract in that case if that is true, if they really did know about it and he didn't disclose it. I just feel like,
I'm just trying to throw out scenarios. Okay. I think that's where we are, and I think we're all speculating, but what I would like to know, Colin, is what the league thinks and what the team thinks right now. And so we're kind of in a holding pattern for that too. Colin, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. All right. So, I mean, a lot more to go. Mary Kay, I'm sure, is all over the story. We're going to talk to Mary Kay Cabot coming up here at 11. And then the man that broke the story yesterday, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. He will join us at high noon, and I'm sure he'll have a lot of the answers. And it also helps that he's a lawyer, doesn't it?
Sure does.
I think give us legal answers on some of this stuff.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.